2212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Jules, yesterday on the show, we were talking about a story out of Perth where these two netball teams, under 13s, played off, had a draw.
Yes.
Right? And then one of the mums complained about one of the opposing team members' undies, that they were the wrong colour.
Mm.
They got docked a point, and that's how they got the win.
Just such an unbelievable story.
And I feel like we've all seen one of these parents at kids' sport before that are just way too invested.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, we have a very special guest. My cousin Tully writes slam poetry, right?
Yeah.
And I've heard some of her stuff before, and I absolutely love it. And she joins us in studio this morning. Good morning, Tulls.
Morning.
Hi, thanks Hello. For coming in.
Now, you have experience with a parent like this at weekend sport, right?
Yes, I do.
What you're going to do for us this morning is slam it in poetry.
I sure am.
I love it. I feel like I just wish you did it to this parent's face that you like.
I feel like if anyone meets a parent like this at weekend sport this weekend,
yeah.
We'll put this on our website. You can give them the link and
yes.
just be like, you need to have a listen to this.
Absolutely.
All right, go on, Tulls.
Take a step out of your humdrum life and enter the underbelly, full of Friday night Hunter Valley hangovers, scalding hot coffee from a van, WikiHow game plans, and fully grown women having temper tantrums, a.k.a. netball mums. Captain of the week leads the warm-up, high knee suicides. Little do they know, the real captain has already arrived. Her eyes gleam with plans to take sabotage to the extreme. You see, there's a rule in the cutthroat game of netball. When the siren calls, the show will begin. Both teams must be on court ready for it, or they'll be forced to forfeit. Her first move is vital if she really wants to thwart the enemy, so she directs the opposing team to the wrong court. All is fair in love and children's Saturday morning sport. The umpires begin pre-game procedures. Uniforms are first for the girls. Leather boots, designer jackets, pearls. Nails are checked, score takers are chosen, and the oxytocin hits when the warning bell chimes. T-minus 2 minutes until showtime. Have they pulled off the perfect crime? The opposition is looking for their umpire, and like a message from somewhere higher, it clicks. They've fallen victim to a vintage netball mum trick. Time slows when one of the chicks crows, 15 seconds, better move those bones. She lets out a deep cackle from within and grins maniacally as the enemy begins to run. The kids are in front, sprinting to make it, but they're too far away, helpless prey to the masterminds of child's play. 5 seconds to go and hope is almost gone, but the kids are unshaken. This game will be taken. The whistle blows and everything ceases. Despite the sabotage masterpiece, the girls have made it. The game gets played through a charade of mild disdain, but the scores tally as equal, and sideline Sally turns lethal. Excuse me? Her bloomers are illegal?
Brilliant, Dolls.
Oh, love
your work, mate.
Jeez, and you just wrote that last night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, super talented,
awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
You do have a YouTube channel as well, don't you?
Yeah, just Tully Jones.
Yeah, go
Amazing.
And check it out. And I feel like, yeah, if you meet a parent like this at weekend sport, you just need to shoot him the link.
Yeah.
You know? Tell him to
come. Here, listen to this. Yeah.
We've all met one before.
Oh, yeah, all the
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Dolls.
That's all right. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.